Welcome back. 1244, 1260, WRC. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. Happy Tuesday to you. You know, Eric Holder made a little news yesterday, and Kelly Rideau, Washington Times national security reporter, has more on that story. She joins me now. Hello, Kelly.
Hello.
All right, see the headline, Holder to overhaul clemency guidelines, possibly freeing thousands of inmates. So what, Justice Department will present the case to President Obama and...
They'll review the guidelines and they're going to lower some of the standards, so to open up some more people for clemency and for pardons.
Okay, any ideas to how many?
Well, the Justice Department says about thousands. They anticipate thousands. Now, the actual number, we don't know yet. It really depends on the paperwork and who gets processed, who gets put up for recommendations. It could range anywhere from a couple hundred to a couple thousand.
Huh.
Depending on who's interpreting the, you know, these guidelines and what the real push is from the White House.
Yeah. All right. Now, the reason for the move, what, overcrowded?
Well, the reason for the move is primarily this has been one of Eric Holder's primary initiatives since he's been attorney general, is basically to get people out of these crowded prisons. Prison costs and detention costs eat up about 30% of the Department of Justice's budget. So they really want to get some of these low-level offenders, drug offenders, out of the prison ranks, as well as there's a motivation here as far as a racial motivation with, you know, the majority of these inmates tend to be minorities.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, it's kind of leveling the playing field for them as well. So there's so it's two reasons on the Justice Department. For the White House, there's a reason because Obama's been criticized by, you know, a lot of these justice, you know, these federal justice people for not pardoning as many people as he should. He's mm-hmm. actually has a really poor pardon record, clemency record mm-hmm. in terms of presidents.
Talk about the disparity in sentencing. Mm-hmm. A lot of that has to do with cocaine, if I understand correctly, right? It's the powdered cocaine versus crack cocaine?
Yes, yes. And so in 2010, basically Obama put forward this Fair Sentencing Act, which treats 1 gram of crack cocaine the same as 100 grams of powder cocaine. And what happened before that act went into law was that you had a lot of poorer people using crack cocaine that got sentenced and got put in jail versus, you know, 100 grams of powdered cocaine, you have more affluent white people. So before this act went into effect, you have a lot of minorities that went into jail because of this crack cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
And this is one of the things that, you know, people sentenced before that act need a pardon or need clemency in order to get out of jail.
Hmm. All right, so one argument would be, though, to oppose this is that now you're putting bad people back out on the street.
Yeah, I mean, and law enforcement doesn't like it. You know, and the attorneys generals, the U.S. attorneys generals have come out and, you know, against these, you know, reduced sentencing mandates. So basically, the cops are saying, hey, we're putting people in jail that deserve to be in jail. And so there mm-hmm. is definitely that other side and that other voice out there that is really against this. So, you know, we'll have to see, are the streets going to become safer or unsafe? Because of these new rules and regulations.
Any early word from the White House as to what the president will do here? I mean, this occurs to me that this could be one of those items he kicks down the road past the midterm just so it's not perceived by, you know, obviously folks across the country that he's a little weak on enforcement.
Weak in crime. You know, I think that this might be something that he doesn't really want the headlines on, but I do think it's something that he's going to pursue just because of the, you know, of the racial discrepancy here. He really does believe, as does Eric Holder, that this is unfair. And so I think you won't see any headlines before, you know, the midterm election, but maybe in his sixth, seventh year in Congress, he's going to start doing this.
Did we hear from lawmakers when this was announced on both sides of the aisle?
On both sides of the aisle, you have people like Chuck Grassley who the Senate right now has a bill for overcriminalization, and he's against that. He's just like, you know, the number of these low level, you know, drug offenders in jail that have no past criminal records or shouldn't be there is just 1%. I mean, it's so low. It's really not going to make. It's not going to have any indentation at all in this. It's not going to solve the overpopulation problem. But then you've got people like Rand Paul out there who's, you know, a libertarian, is saying we got to keep the costs down of these jails. It's costing taxpayers way too much. We've got to do everything we can. And so he's behind efforts like this.
Mm-hmm. All right, folks, if you haven't read the story, you'll want to check it out. It's in today's Washington Times. Holder to overhaul clemency guidelines, possibly freeing thousands of inmates. It's by Kelly Riddell. Kelly, thank you very much.
Thank you.
1249, 1260 WRC, Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. Still to come, Elizabeth Warren is in the news. Well, at least ABC did a puff piece on her and wants her to be in the news. I'll explain why after these messages.